It's 11:15 and Lopa Qatari is here to take you through to the small hours with World on 3. Lopa, hello.
Hello, Jonathan. Thanks very much. Well, last week, I sent out a call to the gods in an attempt to chivy spring along. So I hope I'm not to blame, but the results so far have been a bit disappointing, to say the least. Surely it's time to turn up the heat, at least to 10 degrees. Perhaps these guys can help get things moving in the right direction. New Orleans Hot 8 Brass Band. Here they are. Hot 8 Brass Band, a group that could definitely give winter its marching orders. There was some good old, that was some good old street blues, Fly Away, from their album Rock with the Hot 8 that came out a few years ago on True Thoughts. And we won't have to wait long for their next one, which I believe is due out at the end of May, and it's called Tombstone. I'm Lopa Gotari, and tonight on World on 3, the heat is on. From my guests, Los Chinches and their psychedelic brew of Peruvian chicha, London style, to Iberian percussion group Coetos, through to gypsy music from around the globe. So let's keep going with a track from Danish-Serbian travellers Tako Lako, whose music the pundits describe as trashy world beats and psychedelic gypsy tunes. Through the Mud, the title track of their last album and winner of the Track of the Year at the World Music Awards at Denmark 2012 is one of them. I think it's got a certain Spandau Ballet meets Iggy Pop in Kosovo thing about it.
Thank you.
Benin Funk from Orchestra Polyrythmo de Cotonou and Karateka from Volume 3, The Skeletal Essences of Voodoo Funk, out on Analog Africa. 14 songs that were recorded way back when, but were never released outside of Africa. This is one of the bands that has come back to life because of the persistence of Sami Benrejib and his unquenchable thirst for their music. Over the last 7 years, Sami's found nearly 500 songs, every bit as good as the one I just played, hidden amongst endless reels of tape and vinyl, often slowly disintegrating in someone's garden shed in Cotonou in Benin. Some of the songs he found had been recorded simply on a couple of mics and an Agra reel-to-reel recording machine. And Karateka's got to be one of those. You can almost see where everyone was standing to get the best mix of brass, keyboards, drums and vocals. Well, tonight I'm going to be playing some artists more than once, simply because they have many cracking tracks on their albums that I really want to play. So the first of these doubles, so to speak, is from Yasmin Hamdan and her debut solo album, Ya Nas, O People. Yasmin was part of the Lebanese trip-hop duo called Soapkills. She and her partner, Zaid, decided to go their own way musically, and, well, one thing led to another, and she found herself at a celebrity party in Paris chatting to Marc Collin from French punk rock covers band Nouvelle Vague. The result of that meeting is this album. Now, working with Marc has allowed Yasmin's voice to be more assuredly floaty, and it's brought some cohesion to her sound and her songs. This track is Denis, warm and sensuous. It's a prayer to the moon to seek out the scent of her lover so that she can feel him close to her.
يا ليلي لما تطول حرك ذكرى المحبوب احيي لعطر حبيبي اشبه بعطر العود يا ليلي لما تطول خلي المسافة تزول بلغ شوقي لحبيبي من لمسته محروم البعد عنه طال واشتد شوقي وصار البعد عنه طال واشتد شوقي صوت حبيبي اشتد شوقي ليه همساته تلمس ديني زي حفيف الريح يا ليل الهم حبيبي اتمنى لو تغري وصل صوتي لحبيبي اشواقي تنادي يا ليل الهم حبيبي أتمنى لو تغري وصل صوتي لحبيبي أشواقي تنادي البعد عنه طال واشتد شوقي وصار البعد عنه طال واشتد شوقي وصار واشتد نشاعي وصار أسير خيالي وأسيرة الأسرار بالبعد عنه طار واشتد نشاعي وصار بالبعد عنه طار واشتد نشاعي وصار
Yo go go go, yo go go go. Amal muye julo ya juju. Yo go go go, yo go go go. Amal muye julo ya juju. Yo go, aba we bezina, e bezina, e bezina. Aba we bezina na milia bulo.
Sibling harmony from twins, the Lejadu sisters, with Biddy Wright, longtime friend and music partner on electric guitar. The sisters were an important part of Nigeria's music scene around the 60s and 70s, and two of only a handful of female singers who made it in the essentially male world in Nigeria. They were cousins of Fela Kuti, and they sang with him. They also toured with Ginger Baker, with whom one of the twins was reportedly dating, and finally retreated to New York, where they have hidden themselves for over 30 years. And whilst they're not about to start touring again or even singing in public, it is great that Knitting Factory Records have re-released four albums that the sisters recorded when they were signed to Decca in the 70s. And that song, Dibe Nuwa, A Plea for Peace in the World, is from their 1977 album, Mother Africa. I've got another track from Taiwo and Kehinde Lejadu to play later on, from Danger, the album that came out the year before Mother Africa in 1976. And so to Los Chinches, my guests, a group with an itch. You'll see what I mean in a bit. They came in to do a session for the programme last week and it turned into a bit of a free-for-all. Here they are with Romantica Amazonia, that kind of falls into El Longing.
Bye.
Los Chinches. There are eight of them. There's Gareth Finnegan, Marty Strubel, Eleni Hassabis, Carlos Saldana, Alejandro Martinez, Kiefer Santander, Nelson Marquez and Thibaut Remy. And after all of that, I'm actually going to talk to the two least Latino-sounding members of the group, Gareth and Marty. A very warm welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
So where do I start? Los Chinches. What does that mean?
The whole idea
bed bugs
with the,
originally, aren't they?
Literally translated, it means bed bugs. Yeah. But with a double sense, it's a chinche is someone who's always chinchando. And you'd have to understand a little bit of like the Spanish and the sort of culture to get that chinchando, un chinche. So we're coming from that point of view. The idea was not to take ourselves too seriously, and I think most people would agree it's probably the best.
And amongst all eight of you, hands up to the original Peruvians. Okay, we've got at least... Oh, we've got two. We've got
Is
three.
Is that coming through on the radio?
Oh, Marty. You're a Peruvian, are you? Marty Strubel.
Born and bred. Really? The Jew from Peru.
Alejandro's from Colombia. Alejandro's from Bogota. He's our Colombian attaché, and Kiefer is our other Peruvian on the Congas.
So how did all of you get together?
It was over the course of a couple of years, really. Came back from the jungle in Peru, and Marty was the first guy I met and hooked up with when I had the idea to do this kind of crazy music. And then and it's just kind of revolved around with maybe a few personnel changes here and there. Until we sort of settled on a really great bunch of people, you know, especially with the percussion, it's such a quintessential Peruvian thing. Carlos joined us quite early on and brings that very jungle element to it with the percussion.
So, Gareth, you basically got drunk in the Amazon somewhere, and Marty, you were born in the Amazon.
I don't actually drink, but I was in the Amazon drinking.
I invented teacher.
You invented teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually a true story. I was really deep in the jungle and I ended up in this little bar and I heard this music, which I'd never heard before. And it was like these kind of really tropical melodies. Sunny, I was on the Amazon and he was playing this sort of reminiscent of the 60s guitar that I'd always loved so much. And it just like really hooked me. And the percussion was very upbeat, had like a great vibe to it. And I came back and I was living in Spain when I came back and I was listening to it all summer. The guy at the bar gave me a whole load of CDs and I was just listening to it. And the more I dug, the more I realized there was all this great music that never really come out of Peru from the 60s. And I was just listening to it every day and I said, I've got to get a band together doing this. And Marty, I sent some songs out. Marty listened to them and he said, you know, it's crazy. I've never heard this type of music. I think he really liked it. And we got together and we started like hashing out ideas on the guitars and trying to, you know, sort of work out where the guitarists were coming from. It's very guitar-based music as in opposed to the accordion. Perhaps.
Yeah, well, it was. That's the base of it, isn't it? In the 60s, they made a load of money on oil. And instead of buying accordions, they bought guitars and wah-wah pedals.
Yeah. Fuzz, phasers,
Moog,
you know, all the stuff that like, I love as a guitarist. And then they put all this lovely tropical rhythms on top of it. And, you know, it's a lot of fun.
So those two, you played two songs there, one segueing into the other,
right.
Romantica, Amazonia and and El Longing. Where are they? Yes. Where are they from? Did you write them?
Yes, they're Strubel songs.
Yeah, the first one, Romantica, it was kind of an attempt to do that whole, I don't know, epic type sweeping Latin song. And the other one was just kind of a bouncy little tune that I had for a while, so...
So this this next song that you're going to perform, is that another Strubel number, Marty?
What are we doing?
Mueve Colón.
The Spanish lyrics, Gareth has done the lyrics in Spanish, because I still don't know what we're on about. I try and learn. But the music was after we saw a group called Papayera at Passing Clouds one night, and they smashed it. And I just went home and thought, well, we need to do one that we can actually smash like that. So that was the result.
Mueva calor. Take it away, guys.
Hey!
cuando baje el sol. Asegúrate a que te encuentras ahí. La ciudad donde cuando baje el sol.
Los Chinches, the bedbugs and songs to smash it with, quote unquote. Los Chinches will be back with more rough and ready and immensely enjoyable tunes in just under 15 minutes' time. The first time I saw this next group was in Brazil about 2 years ago. They're called Coetos, a 16-strong Iberian percussion group, and they were playing at the Mercado Cultural Festival in Salvador de Bahia. The audience felt immediately at home with what they heard. At the same time, they were amazed at the sheer variation of songs and sounds that the band created with their mostly homemade instruments, clapping of hands and stamping feet. They remind me of Occitan's Le Cor de la Plaine. Well, 2 weekends ago, I saw them again in Marseille, and they had the crowd similarly mesmerised and dancing. This is No Voz Solo No, a song based on the Ajechao rhythm of Peñaparda, a tiny little place in the Salamanca region of Spain.
Cuando la zorra viene llena de arena, cuando la zorra viene llena de arena, señal que ha andado el lobo con ella, señal que ha andado el lobo con ella. Rondadora, rondadora de mi corazón, no voy solo, no voy solo, no voy solo, no, no voy solo, no voy solo, que voy con mi amor. Señal que ha andado con ella el lobo, señal que ha andado con ella el lobo. Rondadora, rondadora de mi corazón, no voy solo, no voy solo, no voy solo, no, no voy solo, no voy solo, que voy con mi amor. El bailar quiere gracia y el cantar.
Sahrawi rock and roller and social activist Aziza Brahim. She's here in London from the 20th to the 27th of April for Sahara Live Week, a series of concerts, workshops and a conference on music and human rights. And you can hear her talking to Lucy Duran about the project and her work on World Roots on the 12th of May. Now, back in 2010, in fact, on his 72nd birthday, Spider John Kerner, the seriously influential but reluctant American musician, came in to do a session on the programme. And it's great that 3 years on, he's got a new album coming out. It's called What's Left of Spider John and was recorded in mono direct to tape, a format that really makes his storytelling come alive and proves that at least sometimes the old ways are the best. I'll leave him to do the talking. Tell your story, John.
Okay. One day, this guy somehow finds himself standing in front of Lord God Almighty himself. So he says, Lord, could I ask you a question? God says, yeah, go right ahead. He says, well, you know, people say that what is a million years to us, to you, is just like a second. Is that true? God says, yes, it is. So the guy says, well, let me ask you this. What would $1 million be like to you? God says, oh, it'd be like maybe a penny. So the guy says, well, I hate to ask you, but as long as I'm here, I was wondering, maybe could I get one of those pennies a year, And God says, yeah, no problem. Just a second.
Yes, everybody's going for the money. I'm thinking it makes the world go round. But this old world, it keeps a turning on and on. Howling when you're laying underneath the ground. Somebody got a hold on you. Well, they got a hold on your everyday life. A hold on your friends and your relatives too. Yeah, they got a hold on your children and your wife. Hey, they sell you on the television. Well, they sell you on the radio. They sell you any old the way that they can, you know. They come knocking on your front door. I think I will buy me a wonderful car and a TV and a stereo. I'll drive and I'll watch and I will listen all the time and I won't have to think anymore. And now that we got everything that we want, I'll tell you something you might know. It won't be long until this way of life is gone. Is it better that way or don't you know? Yeah, why sing a song about money? Why sing about anything at all? Hey, take your life in hand and I steal it from the man before he send it to the wall. Yes, everybody thinking about the money. Well, they thinking it makes the world go round. But this old world keeps a-turning on and when you're laying underneath the ground.
Bass dripping East Anglian roots blues from Rob Gallagher's alter ego William Adamson and Foggy Dew from the album Under an East Coast Moon out on Giles Peterson's Brownswood label. Music to my ear that I would have said rose out of the swamps of Louisiana rather than the soggy heathlands of Suffolk. OK, so back to Los Chinches. in the first part of the session, I was talking with band leaders Gareth and Marty about how the group came about. But it left me curious about how Marty in particular goes about writing and singing in Spanish without really knowing the language. So some deep and meaningful conversation with Los Chinches after this number from them, Señorita, which actually is largely in English. Señorita from Los Chinches, the best psychedelic Peruvian group in London, but also by their own admission, probably the only chicha band on the London scene. Marty and Gareth, we were talking about how this whole kind of music came together. How does the creative process work between the two of you? Or is it you, Marty, the one that doesn't speak Spanish, who's writing all the lyrics?
We started off, we were doing covers. And then I think we just needed some originals. So actually, we had someone from the Peruvian consulate come down to a gig. And they said, if you get 10 original songs together, we'll send you to Peru.
Wow.
Yeah.
And?
So no.
We're still waiting.
Yeah. It's about 40 of them now.
Maybe they'll hear this.
Yeah, they still haven't sent us. So, yeah, he's never been. He wants to go to Peru, yeah. He's never been at Finsbury Park. So, yeah.
Carlos, you've been in London quite a long time, have you?
13 years.
But you're from Peru. You're from Lima, are you?
No, from the north.
From the north?
Peru.
So what do you think about the music that you're doing here?
For me, it's like back to when I was a child, with my granny, my family, the kinds of party. Still doing, no.
So do you think if you all got to head out to Peru that the audience there would like what they hear?
I think yes, because...
they never heard this sound before.
This kind of culture is different, the project, no? Yeah. We had still the readings of the chicha or the Amazon, but we keep in the original guitars from England, no? Mm. It's from my familia, from me, and said, this is good fusion band.
He called it Cheech and Chips, is what you called it.
Cheech and Chips. Chips.
Yeah. Cheech and Chips.
I mean, we respect the music, but you've got to, in a sense, disrespect it as well, so you can do something new with it, because if you respect it too much, it's pointless, because there's all these bands from Peru anyway who are going to be much better at that. So I think the only way we can do something different with it is make it stupid. Like, not stupid, but just kind
of... to play on the
play around with
it,
yeah, and give our own little thing to it. Otherwise, what's the point?
You know, it's quite amazing. When I look at the kind of gigs that you guys have done in just a short while, I mean, you kind of made your way through this who's who of festivals.
Sure.
You know, Big Chill, Best of All, you've got Glastonbury, you've been to Glastonbury, WOMAD, was it WOMAD last year, a year before?
Yeah,
something?
WOMAD.
I mean, the kids love your music
obviously,
too,
the festivals are good, they pack out.
Yeah.
People, you know, you start playing and it's good late at night, the music.
Okay? I hear you actually, somebody actually pulled the plug on one of your gigs. You were way too loud.
Yeah, it was too loud. And we
very
just,
rock and roll.
We just carried on playing and turned up the amps actually even more. And the police came and it was a bit out of control, but it wasn't really our fault.
Of course.
No, but it was, it was... It's quite loud when we play live. It's quite loud,
especially with your amp.
It was a small venue, so.
So this, you've brought out your first album, haven't you?
The album's called Fongo,
and he is what, a sort of Peruvian god like Bacchus, is he?
Exactly. He's got a little bit of a wild side. You can normally find him, you know, when everyone else is kicked out of the bar, hanging out, and right at the end.
And there's some great artwork. Who did the artwork? I mean, I don't know quite how to describe the artwork on your album, which is
it's pretty
these
unleashed,
great
huh?
acid colours and two faces of Fongo, one obviously looking as though he desperately needs a drink and the other as though he's had one too many.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a guy, a Bolivian guy called Marco Toxico, fantastic artist. Marco Toxico is based in Bolivia and we sent him over the songs and a lot of colours. We wanted something... That was very colourful.
So you're going to give us one final colourful number? What's it going to be?
You can have two if you want. We've got India still and we've got Ceviche. So it's up to you. We've got a couple.
I'll tell you what, why don't we end with Ceviche but start with India? Take it away, guys.
Los Chinches.
Another example of how much creativity bubbles along in this melting pot of a city, Los Chinches. And they've got at least 3 gigs coming up in May and maybe more, so go online and find out where and when. They'll bring a smile to your face and provide a good alternative to a Zumba workout. You're listening to Lopa Kotari here on BBC Radio 3. Details of all the tracks I've played tonight are on the website at bbc.co.uk/radio3. Still to come, some variations on a gypsy theme and more helpings of Spider John, Yasmin Hamdan and Koethos, beginning with more from these women, the Lejadu sisters. This is Lives Gone Down Low from their album Danger that they brought out in 76, their first for Decca under the Aphrodisia series. This time, their co-arranger and fellow musician Biddy Wright lends his touch not only to the guitar work, but also to the funky organ. And unlike what the title of this song might lead you to believe, Lives Gone Down Low is a positive song about how, if people rally together, they can make good things happen.
So people get together, the only way to be free. Yeah, life's gonna get good. A little bit of understanding. Stop and look. Oh yeah, man is heading for the nuclear power. Life's gone down low. Yeah, life's gone down low. Yeah.
Yeah, life's gone.
Amazonian pop from Mini Box Luna, one of the groups on the Rough Guide to Psychedelic Brazil out on World Music Network. It's not for everyone, but it does show that samba and bossa nova are just the tip of the Brazilian music iceberg. Djevelj is Serbian for cheers, a word to clink your glasses to. And Djevelj Orchestra are, I guess you could say, 10 shot glasses, 9 musicians and 1 singer, Suzana Djordjevic. What I like about their album, La Grande Ourse, is that it's not only mostly original compositions, but also shows a different side to the Balkan music genre, as in this next tune, which has a peacefulness about it, space to breathe, and to add a flute to the mix. Well, it's a brave move, one that I think they carry off really well. Thank you.
I'm just a pawn stuck in this game, trapped in the fog, and I'm to blame.
Treading Water, a song penned by double bass player Ben Summers, one part of a new contemporary bluegrass quintet to emerge from London's music scene and already being compared to Crooked, Still and Mumford & Sons. They're called Wagon Tales and their debut album is called simply Introducing. They've got a launch gig at the Slaughtered Lamb in Clerkenwell on the 24th of this month. Before that was Pachanka, a Copenhagen's punk ska group and Bordershop King, one of the tracks on a compilation bringing together 14 of Denmark's finest on one shiny disc, World Music from Denmark 2012. Time to revisit, if you will, a couple of the artists who've already been on the programme tonight. Voice and Rhythm from Spain's Coetos and Yasmin Hamdan from Lebanon's underground scene. First, here's Coetos and Chiquita Meua, a popular lullaby from Valencia. It's paired back and bare and just beautiful, where it's the voice, hear that of Judith Niederman, that lulls the baby to sleep.
Chiqueta, chiqueta meua. Chiqueta, chiqueta meua. Quien yo había de ti, hay que en los brazos de Tamaré, tú te habías dado.
Tú te habías dado mí.
Love song called Samar from Yasmin Hamdan. And that just about brings tonight's World on 3 to a close. I'll be back in 3 weeks on the 26th of April when the furious Carnatic fiddlers brothers Ganesh and Kumresh join me in the studio. They're South Indian classical violinists and they're going to be over here as part of the South Banks Alchemy Festival that kicks off on the 10th and brings music, dance, food and fashion together from across India's diaspora. Next week, Marianne Kennedy takes her turn at World on 3 for 2 weeks, bringing you music from English folk singer Bella Hardy and Irish band Dervish. You've been listening to me, Lopa Kotari. Thanks for joining me tonight. I'll see you in 3 weeks when I hope to have turned off the central heating at home. Till next time, I leave you with one final song from Spider John Kerner and Nightbird. So settle in for another bit of wonderful musical storytelling. Goodbye.
Can you see in the dark? You could be surprised. Oh, those night bird eyes, yes, on a cloudless night. No moon in sight, the stars won't tell you lies. And if you ask, the answer may be a question. Swim in the ocean, could you be so brave? Oh, those are daredevil days, yes, on a cloudless night, moonshine and bright, there's silver in the waves. And if you float like a leaf on the water, a breeze might save you away. Yeah, hey, when you're gone, don't you know you're gone? And when
so take your time, relax your mind, enjoy the ride, and blow a little kiss when you wave goodbye. Can you fly like a bird in your dreams? Oh, how real it seems. And when you wake, for goodness sake, don't ask what it means. Just let it be a memory. That's what it wants. Take your time, relax your mind, enjoy the rain, and blow a little kiss when you wave goodbye. It's a wrap.